This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says President Trump has authorized what he called very significant new sanctions against Turkey, even as Turkish forces continued their assault on Kurdish positions in northeastern Syria. Mnuchin said the United States is not activating the sanctions at this time, but would if Turkey pressed its offensive too far.
Again, I want to emphasize at this point, we are not activating the sanctions. But as the president has said, he will provide very significant authorities based upon the continuing efforts.
The Treasury Secretary said President Trump is concerned about Turkey's potential targeting of civilians in Kurdish areas. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said that his country would not stop its operation against the YPG militia, no matter what anyone says. Turkey intensified its air and artillery strikes in northeast Syria Friday, escalating its offensive against Kurdish militia forces. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine was on Capitol Hill for a closed-door deposition with committees working on the House impeachment of President Trump. AP correspondent Jennifer King has details.
In an opening statement obtained by the Associated Press, Marie Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, told congressional lawmakers that the State Department was pressured by President Trump to remove her from her position. In the statement, she said she was abruptly recalled in May. She described her reaction as incredulous that the government had chosen to remove her, quote, based as best I can tell on unfounded and false claims by people with clearly questionable motives, unquote. She said she was told by an official that there had been a concerted campaign against her, and that Trump had pressured officials to remove her for almost a year. Lawmakers are questioning Yovanovitch as part of an impeachment investigation into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is VOA News. President